Whether you're a world-class athlete or a podcaster like me, we all understand the importance of mental and physical well-being and proper recovery for top-notch performance. That's why I'm excited that Unified Healing is sponsoring podcasts on the Blue Wire Network. Unified Healing is a new and super innovative global network of wellness centers powered by Energy Enhancement System, or EE System. If you haven't heard of the EE System yet, then you'll want to listen up. This technology promotes wellness, deep relaxation, purification, and rejuvenation. Wherever you are across the globe, access to a center is easy and affordable. Interested in experiencing the EE System technology for yourself? Go to unifiedhealing.com/bluewire to learn more and find a center near you. That's Unified, U-N-I-F-Y-D, healing.com/bluewire. No material or testimonials on the Unified Healing website are intended to be viewed as medical advice or a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. Always seek the advice of your physician or other qualified healthcare provider with any questions you may have regarding a medical condition or treatment and before undertaking a new healthcare regimen, including EE System.
This podcast episode is brought to you by Coors Light. These days, everything is go, go, go. It's nonstop hustle all the time. Work, friends, family expect you to be on 24/7. Well, sometimes you just need to reach for a Coors Light because it's made to chill. Coors Light is cold lagered, cold filtered, and cold packaged. It's as crisp and refreshing as the Colorado Rockies. It is literally made to chill. Coors Light is the one I choose when I need to unwind. So when you want to hit reset, reach for the beer that's made to chill. Get Coors Light in the new look delivered straight to your door with Drizzly or Instacart. Celebrate responsibly. Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado.
Tony Dusty Gabe Reezy. Sorry we missed last week. I went on vacation. I think I forgot to tell prediction, too. I feel kind of bad.
Where did you go?
I went to Tennessee. It was beautiful. I talked about it on my stream. Gorgeous state, but something going on in Tennessee. I'll leave it at that. There's a crisis with the population. No masks ever.
Texas is about to do the same thing, and that's they've done the same thing, which sucks because I know that a lot of a lot of the like. Businesses can decide, but I mean, it's Texas, like, you know. Also, why are you so zoomed in? Let me zoom in.
I want to see me zoomed in. I have not yet begun to zoom in.
Hold on.
All right. So anyway, let's talk about video games. First on the docket, something I'm excited about. I've been playing. I'll go first, bro. You trying to outdo me? Relax, bro. No. You think I'll stop? I won't stop. All right, anyway, let's talk. So we played...
Imagine.
I've been playing Mad Knockout City. You've been playing this since early... Now you're beating me. We've been playing this since early access, right? Oh, I'm as far as I can go. Damn. You've been playing this since early access. I finally got to play it recently. I've been addicted. This game is fun. And it's really cool because I feel like we keep seeing these games at E3 and other things announced. And we're like, that looks fun, but we're always thinking in the back of our head, like, that probably gets mad old. I actually don't, I love it. I don't know.
Yeah, it's, okay, so, at first, I was like, I don't know if this should be a paid game, but the more that I play it, the more I'm like, all right, you know, honestly, it really isn't that bad that it's a paid game. Like, you know, who cares that it's, you know, $20? Like, you're gonna play it a lot. Like, this is a game where even, like, pretty much, if you have just one friend, you know, like, you're gonna have a great time in that. Like, it's 3v3 for sure, but like, if you and your friend can communicate well enough, whatever about your random. I'm usually the random in the situation, but I'm actually pretty decent, so it's like not bad. But like, it's just fun. Like, there's like literally no other word to use for it. Like, you know, you could say it's competitive, you can say like, oh, we hope we get an esports scene, but at the end of the day, that game is fun.
I think it's so fun, and it's also strangely like really well balanced. I was kind of surprised. So the first thing that I ran into, I always worry when I play a game like this. I'll talk about ARMS, because like ARMS is fun, and then you realize that the entire game centers around Rush. And it's like, okay, well, that's kind of lame. You know, it's all about throwing punches, even if you don't land them, because you want to land meter and then burst, right? I feel like this game, it seemed like that at first. I thought that ultimate throw broke the game. I was like, oh, this is stupid. There's no way to get away from it. But it's actually easy to dodge once you get pretty good, especially on certain stages, because you can get under stuff. It's not that bad, and I haven't found anything that's totally, like, broken yet. Apparently, passing is really crazy at high levels. Like, that's the secret thing. But at the same time, that takes a lot of coordination, and if that's what it takes for this game to be good, fine. I'm fine with passing being busted, because, like, at
least... Well, it's a team game.
Exactly,
like,
yeah.
Like, it promotes people to, like, actually do the teamwork. Because, like, you get instant, like, max charge on a pass.
Yeah.
And then, like... And, like, when you charge it just in your hand, you don't actually get max charge like that. You get, like, the second to max or whatever. So, like, that's the mix-up right there, basically. It's, like, if you sandwich someone and they're expecting you to throw it at them, like, you can fake out and then pass and then or pass to your teammate, and they go for the, like, you know, the catch. But now the ball is behind them, and the teammate has a full charge ball. Like, I think passing, like, I think the fact that they made that was great for the game. Because I feel if you could just get charges up to the max level by just holding it, no one would pass.
There's a lot of really smart design decisions. The passing is the biggest one that I can think of that I've been playing. I've just been like, that's really smart. And I think about it for a little bit, because, like, it just feels good. But then when you think about it, it's like, okay, that totally makes sense with the passing, with the lobbing. Because, like, with the lobbing and the curve shot, it seems like a little gimmick thing or maybe just a mix-up. But the way that it works with the architecture of the stages is really cool. Because, like, some of the stages had the big loops, and going around that is good. Some of the stages go up and over. I don't know,
and
dude.
And it feels good.
Yeah,
like,
Like,
when you hit, like, a curve and kill someone from behind a wall, that it feels amazing, bro.
Yeah.
That's definitely a very big, like, every time. Ooh, that's one of those games. Like, every time you do something, ooh. So, I hope that this game has a long life. I hope that Twitch Rivals picks it up. I hope that, like... some type of esports team. I don't know if we need, like, you know, the C9 Knockout City team right now, but getting Twitch Rivals and, like, a bunch of streamers in right now is gonna do well for this game, which is interesting, because I feel like, didn't EA put another game out that was, like, kind of fun, but it's Rocket Arena? Was that them?
Yeah, they did Rocket Arena, which
bombed heavily.
I was not into it.
Which is interesting, though, because if you look at the ratings, it's 7 out of 10 on Steam, it's 78 on PC Gamer, and 89% of people like this game. But that game did not last more than, like, 12 minutes, so... but here, on the other side of thing, 9 out of 10 on Steam, 90 on PC Gamer, 95 people like this video game.
Yeah.
Knockout City.
Yeah, yeah. Dude, Knockout City, everybody that I've heard say that they love it. I will say the game is kind of bombing on Twitch and YouTube. The game is not doing great viewership-wise, and the only reason that I care... It's not... I mean, like, right now, let me see. It is currently on Twitch number 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 10, 20, 30. It is currently 33 under Genshin Impact over Rust, but it is above Hot Tubs, Pog. The reason I bring it up, though, because, like, I'm not trying to say that, like, being... that you know, no viewers makes it a dead game. It's just, it is a game that I think people will have fun with it, but I don't know how long they'll stick around if there is not a streaming element. I can tell you that kind of happened with Fall Guys. Like, a lot of people had fun, and then the streamers just sort of, the audience sort of dried out, and the streamers that are bringing people into it are just like, well, I can't play this. So Fall Guys still has a lot of players. It still has a huge player base, but it's not as visible. I feel like for this game to be sort of hurting in that department this early may mean that it doesn't get that steady flow of players as time goes on. Like Rocket League has. Rocket League is very good on viewership because people see it even like now, years after it comes out. They're like, oh, that's cool, and it's easy to decipher. I worry that Knockout City misses, like, it doesn't have the X factor because it's incredibly fun to play. It's kind of fun to watch, but it's missing something, and I don't know what it is.
Commentators, bro. Nah.
I would love to.
Yeah. So I'm looking at the individual streams right now, though. It is 16.7K viewers, but it's spread between quite a few streams. But, like, the disparity, it's like one person has 1.1K.
Yes.
The next person has 412, and then there's, like, 378, 312, and then 110, 106, and now everybody else is under, you know, 100. And that that under 100 starts right after the first row. So, like, you know, I definitely get where you're coming from. It's a lot of 70s and 60s, so, like, it's still some good viewership spread around, but, like, for the most part, like, yeah, I get what you're getting at on that. But let's go check the Steam chart to see how many players we have.
Yeah, and the fact that it's cross-play, like, there are going to be a lot more players, too, facts, like, across everything, so... It's it really is a disparity thing, because, like, I was checking last night, and it was like somebody was playing with 16K, and then the next person had like 400. And this isn't a shot at anything. I'm not trying to say that. It's just more that if the game doesn't have a consistent flow of eyeballs and viewership, I worry that it's not going to have a consistent player base either, because there's so many games coming out. And if it is a game with this, like, amount of spectacle, I, you know, if it doesn't land, then they might be in trouble.
So that right now, playing in an right now is 4,705 people, but that's just on Steam. Okay. So you probably have to multiply that by, you know, systems, by, like, you know, maybe like one, maybe like 2.5, because it's came out on every system.
Yeah.
And so, like, that, I still think that's a decent amount of views, but, like, I guess if you go look at, let's go look at Fall Guys real quick.
I worry. I don't know. 4K players on a week after it came out, right?
Okay, that's true. Fall Guys currently has 6K players, so...
Damn, Fall Guys has 6K? I thought it'd be higher. Damn, okay.
Nah. Come on, bro. It's Fall. And then Fortnite... Nah, there's no way to actually see Fortnite on Steam charts, so... But yeah, no, I think that the game... If you have not tried it out yet, there's actually a free trial for it. That's the Block Party trial. You can play up to level 25, which actually takes a little bit to get to. Like, that's at least, I think that's a, even if you grind it out, I think that's at least like 3 hours to 4 hours of content.
You get a good sense if the game is for you.
Yeah, for sure. And then you can decide to pay that $20 or that $30. I'll pay the $30 because, I mean, I really like the game.
Yeah.
And yeah, it's on every system. So, like, you know, you want to play it on Switch, go ahead and do that. I would not do that because I feel like it's probably 30 frames per second and I really need those frames to see that ball. Yep. But if that's all you have, then, you know what I'm saying, go ahead and get it. PlayStation 4, Switch, Xbox, Xbox One, Xbox Series X, Xbox Series S, PlayStation 5, Windows. It's on everything. So, shoot, I mean, given enough time, it might be on mobile. Like,
I would break my phone trying to catch. Because you got to do it fast. I would just crack the screen. Ella Fox brings up a good point. That's only people who launched it on Steam. Because Origin is the platform that it's supposed to be on. Now, I will say most people are probably on Steam, but Origin will have a, you know, decent amount of people. So that totally makes sense. I love Knockout City a lot. We could gush about it all day. We can move on. I'm playing it tonight. You're gonna be streaming at 8? Because I'm going live at 8. I'm probably streaming it all night.
Trying to get the plat. I stream from 8 to, well, I stream from 3 to 9. So yeah, I'll be back. Like, I can cut the last hour out to play some Knockout City.
Hell yeah, let's get it. Yeah, I'm all right. I'm almost at plat, so we gotta get in.
Wow,
I think I'm gold one.
What the?
I've been playing.
When did you play more? Because when we stopped playing, you said you were at silver too.
Like, I've been playing, bro, here and there. If I can ever find 10 minutes, the thing is, I've been streaking. Because once you start winning, you get like 2 points. So I've been streaking.
Yeah.
I'm at gold 2, I think, right now. So I'm almost there.
I'm in gold, so we'll definitely be around the same.
Hell yeah, dude! Twitch Rivals would be perfect too. Fitz is right. Yeah, Twitch Rivals. Oh my god! And they have to do it now. You have to do it right now. God, please, man.
All right, let me. You know what? That's a good idea. Let's go ahead and put the tweet out. You know, let me just go ahead. You know, I got a little clout. Twitch Rivals.
Throw it up, please. Rivals.
When is Knockout City? When is Knockout City?
Please.
What are you trying to do?
Oh, I'll do either. I don't give a shit. I'll do anything, bro. Just let me be involved.
You know what I'm saying? You know what? That's cool. Let me just put that. Twitch Rivals, when is Knockout City? All right. So yeah, that's Knockout City. Great game. If you haven't played it, what are you doing? Go play Knockout City.
Do it.
We're gonna move forward and talk about our second game, which is Biomutant. Game just came out I think last week.
I'm zooming out for this game. This game is cringe. I'm zooming out for this one.
Is that the level? Like,
yep. I'm not excited like, for right, this one.
I'm gonna give that
this
way? Like a half zoom out of 10. You know what I'm saying?
No, this zoom is why. For me.
This is why. Okay, I started the game. It was very boring. It was very boring.
True.
And the reason why it was very boring is because there was a lot of exposition, and for some reason, they decided to have two languages, basically. So what you do is, what you have is, you have the animals gibberish, you know, or whatever, like some Sims type gibberish type deal. And then the narrator then translates that gibberish. So it's gibberish, and the narrator says, so what he said was, and that just makes every cutscene twice as long for no reason.
It's like, you that the whole saying? Game?
Yeah, but you can. So I turned off the gibberish because I was like, first of all, I don't care about this. And so I turned off the gibberish. But the thing about the turning off the gibberish is that the time of the gibberish is still there. So like, you still have like a blank. Just now, it's like a blank segment. Segment. And then it's like, what they said was, and I'm like, all right,
that's obnoxious.
And so the first part of the game, basically, like, it puts you in, it starts you off, like, you're running through, like, you do like a couple of like small battles or whatever, right? And then you flashback to when you were a child, and the flashback of the child is extra boring. And then but it sets up, like, if you're really into the story, like, this is great for people who are into the story. But this to me is a checkbox game. This is supposed to be Far Cry 6, you know, Horizon Zero Dawn. I'm checking by, well, even though I love Horizon Zero Dawn's story, but they made it to where you would care about that story because it's like also like, you know, put into the gameplay. So like, you're running somewhere, she'll just be talking about like, oh my, I'm going over here because of this, instead of like it being a cutscene.
Yeah.
And this Biomutant, that's not a thing. It's definitely a lot of checkboxes. I'm doing a lot of side missions. There's a lot of stuff to do, and it's fun when you can get to fighting. But that beginning, I feel like, because it was so long, it was like 2 hours of like that slow beginning.
Yeah.
Just feel like if you're really not invested in the game, you're not going to want to play more. So like, I was about to put it down, but I was like, you know what? I'll give it a couple more hours this week before I decide this isn't it. But yeah, I think it's a solid game after the first part, but I feel like it would have been like a 7 out of 10 without that first part, and now it's like a 5 out of 10 for me right now. It may go back up later.
Yeah,
it may go back up later, you know. But as of right now, like, it's sitting at a solid 5 out of 10 for me.
That looked like a fat 7 for me. Yeah, so I'm not surprised that like it could have been like dead on okay, but it just was worse because of that. That's really funny. Yeah, I don't know. I've watched some gameplay and I don't know what the hell is going on. When I look at it, I'm like, all right, like, what? Okay, whatever.
Yeah. It's the other thing I feel like is that like some of the combat, like the combat combos feel good, but the what is that? Like the impact doesn't feel that good. Like I have this large sword and I'm swinging at things that are the same size as me, and it's hitting them, and it sounds good, but no one's flinching. So
I hate that.
Yeah.
There's like, no weight.
Like,
to
if I'm
anything.
Hitting you with like a big hammer, like you should be like reeling back or whatever. Now there is a counter in the game. There's a parry in the game, and when you parry someone, like you can knock them up and out and like get like an air combo, and it's pretty sick. That part's sick for sure. But a lot of the bigger, like a lot of the enemies, what happens is you have like a bunch of smaller enemies around, and then you have like a big enemy who like, unless you go into your like super mode or whatever, which is after you land 3 special attacks, you're basically just attacking this thing's legs the entire time.
Gotcha. Yeah.
And I think maybe later on, like as I get more stuff, I'll be able to do like, I got a couple of abilities. I have one that like I can freeze everything around me. Oh, sorry. Freeze everything around me. And like, that's cool. But you know, I've fought a lot of these like bigger monsters already at the beginning of the game. I'm only level 10, so I don't have a lot of stuff going for me right now. I'm just whacking your legs until you die.
Yeah.
So
it's a good concept. It looks like a fun idea. I'm really sad about that narrator thing because that sounds god awful. Like I'm stuck on that, honestly. That's
you
nuts.
Can turn it off, and you can, you know, you can do the whole like what is that? You can do the whole manual like speeding up, but the narrator speaks slow too, so I just turn him off and start reading it myself. And I'm like, oh, God, man, like, this is just, like, I feel, I'm sure that this guy is probably putting his full heart and chest into his job as the narrator.
Sure.
And I'm just like, shut up. Like,
just... Yeah, that's, I'm not digging that. That's annoying. That poor guy got set up for failure. Like, everybody's going to hate him.
Yeah.
Oh, so, man.
It's just, you know, you got to be a little faster on that. And in the, and the way that it's going about is that he's not like, he's not, well, he's actually deciphering it. Like, he's not like just saying it. He's like, this person said, you know, instead of just being like saying whatever the person says in their, you know,
like, you're that person. Language. Yeah. It's a third person.
Yeah.
Thing.
Yeah. Ugh. Yeah. So it's a third, it's a third person thing. And like, that can work in games for sure.
Yeah.
If it's not translating. You know, like, if you're just a third person, like, the way that Bastion does it, like,
yeah,
you're not translating anything. You're just moving the story along in third person,
yeah,
you know? But that guy is translating what the little aliens are saying, or the little animals are saying, and I hate it, so. But as much as I hate it, we're still going to play it after this, so if you guys want to catch some of that gameplay.
There you go. If you want to see why it's so bad, go for it.
Yeah.
If you want to see why it's so crappy.
My stream very soon, so, yeah. That's pretty much all we have. You guys have some stuff that you guys want to point out, talk about real quick. This is your time to go ahead and throw out some topics that y'all want to hear us talk about. We've been reading the chat already, so I see, you know, I've seen some good stuff. Thank you, Elefox, for, you know, being part of the chat. Thanks, 24 Fizz, Dan, all you guys coming through. Thank y'all for that.
Yep, so, yep, yep.
Yeah, yep. It's just...
Did you guys see the new Horizon gameplay? I did not. I've been trying to keep myself kind of blind for it, but I know you're a big fan, right?
Yeah, I saw bits and pieces. I watched the Mighty Key video, and so I saw pieces of it. I'm also trying to stay relatively blind on it, but from what I did see, there's definitely some... it's done another... You know, a lot of games right now that I'm thinking about have done this, but they've, like, they've just added more movement. And, like,
yeah,
that usually can take a game from, like, to, like, this is great. Like,
yeah,
Monster Hunter Rise, I like World for sure. But Rise's movement made me, like, love that game. And in this game, I saw some of the more, like, you know, there's some more, like, vine, or not vine whipping, but, you know, swinging of things. And there's some more, like, cutscene cinematic type KOs and stuff. And I'm like, all right, this is pretty dope. Like, I already love the game. Like, I feel like it moved fast enough for me as is. But now you're letting me move even faster?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah, it... I haven't kept an eye on it. I saw one GIF, I think, and it looked very pretty, and it looked like they were trying to lean back into, like, the, you know, the graphical splendor, because the first game had, like, amazing graphics for the time. Everybody went crazy. So, I mean, that's cool, I guess. I just care about the combat, and if people are moving faster and if it's more interesting, then perfect. I mean, that was the reason I love the game, is because it actually felt good to fight and to play. So
yeah.
That's
I think
good.
The other thing... I don't know if you saw this, but there was, like, a Twitter thread going around where this guy was talking about how they don't make feminine protagonists for females.
Oh, I did see that. Yeah. That was a little weird. Don't know why they did
like,
that.
What do you want? Like, she's supposed to come out with her nails done and she's fighting, like...
Especially because it's supposed to be, like, post-apocalyptic. Like, it's post-civilization. Yeah. She's not going to be hot. Like, there's just a different world, you know? And, like, she's not ugly. I like the way she looked in the first game. She does look different in this game, but that doesn't mean it's, like, people change, you know? It's like, I don't
know. Watch out for my bad bitch slash. Girl just, boss finisher, like.
I don't know why that, I don't get it. I don't get it. Why can't you just have not... attract, like, she's not even ugly. That's the crazy thing. Yeah. She's not, like, hot, but she doesn't, I don't know.
It doesn't work with the game. Like, Bayonetta, she's, you know, she's supposed to be pretty. She's supposed to be hot. She's supposed to be sexy. It makes sense for Bayonetta to be that way because that's the way that the game portrayed. And, like, she does, you know, she does wicked weaves and some of her clothes come off. Like, it's, like, it makes sense for that character to be like that.
Yeah.
But there's nothing about Aloy that makes me feel like she is, you know, she's in that archetype. She is a fighter. She is a warrior. You know what I'm saying? Like,
she never even had a love interest in the first game, did she? I don't think she had anything like that.
Not that I can remember.
Yeah.
So I just, that was dumb. And like nobody in that game really comes off as feminine, which is like, which makes, I mean, like, you know, not, I won't say there's, they don't come off feminine, but you know what I mean? Like they're not coming off with like, you don't really see anybody out there with like, you know, their nails done, like they're, you know, makeup on.
Well,
that's
what
like,
is
you know,
femininity in that kind of environment? You know what I mean? It's like that's the whole point of the game. I remember being really, if I remember correctly, that game has a very interesting idea of like a matriarchal society. And it's a total sort of it's a completely different sort of structure in terms of how the tribe is organized as opposed to like what we would normally think of, which I think is really interesting. And I think that was one of the cool things about it. So for people to be like, why isn't she hot? It's like, and part of me wonders if this is just the internet getting replies.
It's the internet.
Yeah. Because it is kind of funny, you know. It's like some of it might be baiting, which is great. I love bait, but I don't know how serious these people are. If they are serious, it's goofy, but who knows?
Yeah, I'm like, literally imagine just playing, man, I'm not attracted to the main character. So?
You don't even see her face when you're running, bro. Like, you gotta turn the whole camera around, and then somebody's gonna hit you. So you can't do that. Why don't you just look at her back, man. You know?
But I don't know. She's a strong woman. I think she fits exactly the role that she's the way she looks. I think that she's still pretty. Like, you know, the hair is flowing. It looks great. She is what she's supposed to be. Not every female protagonist needs to be like some Victoria's Secret model. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't understand. And on top of that, like, you're gonna get that game later. Like Kenna, Bridge of Spirits, whatever. Mm-hmm. That's a cute character. Like, like also like a Disney ass movie looking game. So of course you're gonna get that. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But like that's not what you're gonna get from Horizon Zero Dawn. That was never the package that you were gonna get. So if you're complaining about that, seriously, you're an idiot. Like,
yeah.
Just come on.
No question.
Like, go play an MMO and put on your your battle ready armor and there you go.
Yeah. Quay asked, is there anything you guys want to see at E3? I gotta be honest, I don't really have anything I'm looking forward to or that I want to see, other than Elden Ring. I would just like to be surprised, that's all. I'm going in blind. I'm like, I just want to see what's coming out. But I'm not sure if I'm gonna watch it. You're not gonna watch it?
I feel like I'm probably gonna just catch the end, come on.
No, that's fun! Bro, watching it is the best part. Are you kidding?
We used to go to E3, bro.
Yeah, and it sucked because I couldn't go to any of the conferences. I thought all the conferences were like in the same conference room. I didn't know that you had to like go to different places. That place was terrible. No, I hated E3. And then you go there and they're like, oh yeah, the Bethesda one, the Devolver one, those are invite only. Get the... God. No.
Listen, bro, I think the real issue with it was definitely because they opened it up to the public. Like,
oh, no question.
I think the biggest issue with me in E3 is that the same time they opened up the public was the same year that I finally went. And I was like, come on, bro. And I didn't go on no public, pass. Like, we were there for Nintendo. Yep. And then the year before that, I was there with Andy Lanique. And so I was like, all right, word. Like, this is dope. But, like, I can't do anything now.
Yeah, I remember... I think it was like the one that we went to for the Nintendo thing. I think I played two games. It was Ninjala and Spider-Man. Everything else had too long a line. Spider-Man was still like 30 minutes, and I played like 10 or 20 minutes, actually. I played quite a bit, and it was fun. It was good. But like Resident Evil 2 had a line that was 4 hours, and I'm like, what are you doing? I don't know why anybody would do that. So it was like a cool line. Like the building that they were set up in was cool. It was like all themed and stuff. But like, I don't know. E3 sucks to go to, but good Lord, if it isn't fun to watch, I can't wait. I heard that you had to pay for premium access. I'll pay any price, bro. I'm trying to watch that.
We'll see, man. We'll see right now. Cause like, I feel like I don't have anything to be hyped for yet. I'm sure Nintendo's probably going to, you know, announce another character or whatever. But like everything that I want, well, I guess I could get some more news for Breath of the Wild too. And if we ever get news on Bayonetta 4 or Bayonetta 3 and Prime 4, sure. But those games feel like myths to me now. So, I feel like if it's about the conferences, the one that I'm most interested in is Sony.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, Sony usually has good conferences at this stuff. Microsoft usually just has a racing game and then Halo and then
Usher.
And then Usher. Happy Easter, Xbox. That's my favorite.
They do it every time. It's like, and now this, and as we start our conference, we're gonna bring out Lil Pump. I'm like, what? For what?
Why is he here?
I love Xbox, man. Like,
I'm here to introduce the new Need for Speed. Need for Speed is headed in a bold new direction. It's like, thanks, Lil Pump. All right, well. No, I will say, apparently there's a DK game in the works. And I do like Donkey Kong. So,
I heard about that game was going to be made by like by the Mario Odyssey people, I think.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah, so I'm hoping it's a 3D one.
Like on some Donkey Kong 60 or Donkey Kong 64.
Hell brother. Yeah, if I could just get a nice 3D DK, I'd be so happy, cuz like the 2D ones are okay. I'm not huge into them. They're fun, but they feel sort of like, I don't know, they feel old.
I mean, I'm surprised they never actually ran back with. I mean, that was such a, like, Donkey Kong 64 sold so well, and like so many people have fond memories of it. I am so surprised they never went back into that like realm. I think the one thing, I mean, Donkey Kong 64, I think the one thing that it kind of struggled with, there was a lot to do with five different Kongs. So, you know, backtracking sometimes got a little tedious, but for the most part, that game was lit. So
I think Donkey Kong 64 would work right now too, with so many busy work games. Like, we talk about it every week, the Ubisoft, the checkbox games. Like, that's kind of what Donkey Kong 64 was. It's just like, oh, there are blue bananas. You got to go to Lanky, turn on the blue bananas. Did you get all the balloons? Did you get the trumpet spots? Did you get the coins? You got to remember the coins. It was like, it was a mess, but the busy work was like actually kind of fun for a lot of people. Every once in a while, it goes back and forth. Like, people saying they love it, people saying they hate it. Popular opinion is pretty fickle. But I mean, like, if the Odyssey people are making it, Odyssey was very much that kind of collectathon game with like a billion collectibles. They weren't, I guess, not a billion different collectibles. It was just like a couple. But the moons, you know, 900 moons. Honestly, they
can't eat all them other Kongs either, bro. Just give me Donkey Kong and Diddy Kong. Like, I'm fine with that.
Yeah. Just give me Donkey Diddy and then maybe one more for funsies. Probably a girl, right? Dixie. Yeah. Dixie. There we go. Donkey Dixie. Diddy. Perfect.
There we go.
Yeah.
I'm actually kind of surprised they didn't have that one. Like, I mean, they like forego Dixie to put Tiny Kong in, and she did like literally the same stuff. So like, I was like, oh, all right, well, whatever.
But, yeah, the third game was good. When I mean, Kitty was cool, but I haven't seen him in a while, so maybe they'll bring him back. I don't know.
Don't put her in Candy Kong. Don't put her in Candy Kong, man. You're gonna get Coney aroused, bro.
Yeah, buddy, bro. It's not my fault when she's designed like that. She's not designed like a monkey. She's designed like an Instagram model, and they're like, oh, she's a monkey, by the way. Get the hell out of here. That's a baddie, bro.
All right. That's joking.
Fellas, look up Candy Kong and tell me I'm wrong. You can't just make a hot woman and then, oh, she has fur on her arms. Now you hate her. Get the hell out of here.
The baddie.
I sex it. Baddie Kong, bro. Give it to me. Give it to me. Okay, thank you guys for turning in to Y'all Gaming. We'll see you guys next week when we got more to talk about. I assume we're going to be playing some new games. What's coming out?
I don't know what's currently on the horizon for me, but I mean, like, we'll figure it out. If not tomorrow, or not next Tuesday, then the next Tuesday. And then after that, I'll be moving, so there's going to be a little break, But yeah,
I can't believe Ketchup.
Yeah, man, if you guys,
Ketchup just said Candy Kong is a chimp. She would tear off your face. I know how to treat her right. She wouldn't tear off my face. Come on, bro. Hey, if she tore off my face, how would she kiss me? She liked me, bro.
Please watch this to this again, and show your friends this part. Cody's weird. we're gonna show your friends this part specifically. Well, it's gonna be on all of these. You know, it's gonna be on all the distribution channels that we usually have, and of course YouTube. I'll be back on my stream right now, so if you guys want to watch some Biomutant, that's what I'm gonna do. Come on back to the TK Breezy stream. Can I host that? Can I raid that?
Probably, if you're a mod, right? I don't know. I can't do it. Maybe.
I don't have permission to perform that because you got to be an editor. Never mind. All right, we're gonna come back to my stream. You know what time it is. Thank you for watching. We'll catch you guys next time. Be safe there. Wear a mask. And if you're vaccinated, good job. But if you're not, go get vaccinated. Have a good night.
Goodbye.
Sugar Ray Leonard, Roberto Duran, Marvelous Marvin Hagler, and Thomas Hearns. Legends, whose four-way rivalry defined one of the greatest eras in boxing history. Relive their decade of dominance in a new Showtime sports documentary, The Kings, a four-part series now streaming on Showtime.